Hello, everyone. My name is Julianne Cotterill, and I'm a student athlete at Dominican University, as well as serving as the captain of my women's basketball team. And I'm here to present to you Family Fly Hub. So growing up, my mom was always the best at knowing how to stretch a dollar. She would track all of our expenses, pull all of our points together. She was really on top of it. And so even though money was tight, she managed to send our entire family of six to New Mexico to visit our relatives twice a year, which is pretty impressive. So I used that resourcefulness, and I realized that one of the biggest barriers for family travel is cost. That is where Family Fly Hub comes into play. So what do families struggle with? They have earned rewards all over the place, airlines, credit cards, loyalty programs, and they don't have a unified system to manage this all. Their points sit and they get locked, and then they might expire, and then they're unable to be used. And so the result, hundreds of dollars per family that are currently being wasted. So what is it that families need? We conducted a survey of 25 different families, and the top priority seems to be that people want a majority of cheaper travel, and they want to be able to pool points across different airlines. So we know that families see that money is left on the table, but they don't have a solution to fix that. So here's how it works. It's pretty simple. You sign up, you connect your airline loyalty and your credit card accounts, and then it pools all your points automatically and syncs them into one unified dashboard. As you can see here, you can see the contributors and then AI recommended trips. So when it comes to AI, we all know that it's currently transforming the future. And that's why AI sits at the core of Family Fly Hub. So our AI recommends different travel plans based on each family's specific goals for their travel. So our current competitive landscape, as you can see, our competitors are TripIt, Award Wallet, and United Mileage Plus. And they all have certain advantages. However, what they lack is a combined combination of all of these: point pooling, cross-airline pooling, AI travel planning, and as well as a built-in parental control. And so it is at this gap in the market that Family Fly Hub comes into play. So a unique differentiator that we have is the Family Subscription Card. It is very powerful because this subscription card connects directly to the app, and it functions like a prepaid credit card. So everyday purchases like gas and school lunches for kids automatically convert into travel rewards for families. So parents can manage the spending, instantly lock and unlock the controls on their kids' cards, and teens and college students can earn money responsibly. So our business model is it's a software as a service company, so it's an app, and we have two different tiers. There is the basic subscription plan, which is $5 a month, and it includes up to three family members and a shared dashboard, as well as the premium plan, which is $10 a month, and you get up to six family members, plus an AI travel assistant and exclusive deals. Beyond the subscriptions, we're also generating revenue through airline partnerships, API licensing, and interchange from the family card. So our launch is backed by $50,000 in personal and family investments and $10,000 in a small business loan. This gives us the capital to build and market and handle compliance as well as operate within our first year. So customer acquisition. Our go-to market strategy is that we're going to target families at the moment that travel savings are about to expire. So we can use different digital tracking and website tracking to make this happen. We're also going to go through youth sports travel programs and school trusted saving tools. So PTA programs, so that these schools trust that they can recommend our app as something that these children and their parents should be using. So according to Longwoods International, families make up to 35% of all the US travel, which represents 70 million family households. So if we were to capture just 1/10 of 1% of this market, 70,000 families and over $1 million in annual revenue would be earned. So you might be sitting there asking yourself, okay, Julianne, but why would the airlines want to partner with us? Well, the loyalty memberships spend up to, people with loyalty memberships spend up to 40% more than non-members do. And the Family Fly Hub is designed, it's designed to increase that behavior. So you're going to drive more frequent earning, faster redemption, and repeat booking through our family pool and our subscription card. So there's proven demand before partnership even begins. So you can turn dormant loyalty members into active spenders and reach into an entirely new market. So my team currently consists of me and my younger brother, but we are intentionally starting our team small, and as we grow, we plan to bring on different advisors, travel partnerships, and different growth marketing experts to strengthen our team further. So what we're looking for are beta families, travel advisors, strategic partners, and we just really want to build and grow our company from the ground up, and let's make family travel affordable again together. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I also see, my original question was going to be what you've just answered,
okay,
which is how do the airlines and that, what's the value in it for them?
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're absolutely right, that if people see value in actually getting the points, then they'll rebook.
Right.
They'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I see that. That's a great value for airlines. My question is that, how much room is there for competition? Because you could do this, so could somebody else. And what happens if your platform for bringing the points together, is there a space for only one in the market? Or is there space, let's say your neighbor or me or someone like that wanted to do the same thing? Is it that one would eventually get all the business and one would get nothing? How do you see that?
Well, I mean, I think within any market, there's obviously going to be room for competition.
Sure.
I think anyone can sit there and look at an idea and go, okay, well, I want to create a better version of it. But our whole plan is to be the first person in the market that is going to have all of these components together. Because you have all of our competitors, they have little bits and pieces, but they don't have one shared family travel dashboard with AI, the credit card, advice, all these other things together. So our initial approach would just be the first person to be on the market.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard two things. One, I heard about a dashboard, right, which is to consolidate your points from, like, I have United Managed Plus and I have American Express and so forth. But then I also saw a card, a debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, so I was a little confused about that initially. So is that a separate module or is it a separate, how is that connected to the points?
So that is just an added bonus to what we have already going on in our platform. So that would be, it's basically a debit card for now, and families can input money onto it. And like, you know, everyone in your family can have a card that they can use. And
is that card tied to the points? Are you using the points when you're spending the card, or are you just generating points?
No, that one's generating. It's separate. It's separate. So it would be like, you know, how you have a credit card for different airlines and stuff. And it would start out as sort of debit card in a sense. And then as we build, hopefully, you know, be able to integrate credit as well.
Just a comment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that those feel like two different. And you may want to do one for now,
mm-hmm,
like the consolidation of the points, and then do that later, because it seems like you might be spread thin.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just observing. How do you make money again?
We make money through the subscription platforms, as well as you pay a monthly fee. So there's the basic, which is the $5, and then there's the premium, which is the $10. And then we'll also have different partnerships with different companies and hopefully be able to leverage some sort of money from those. I mean, I haven't worked out all the twinks yet, but that's kind of the basic idea.
You know what would be cool is if I could use my United Plus points and my Chase points together and kind of merge them somehow without them having to deal with them.
Like from like bank to airline, merge them together kind of thing?
I've got 100,000 Chase points, I've got 100,000 United points, and I need to spend 150. You know, so if your platform could solve that, that would be an interesting.
That would. Yeah, that would.
Thank you.
Thank you.